Brian Lilly is here to give me some lessons in responsibility. Before you have that gem, please subscribe and contribute, because those guys want to get paid. It seems in Canada these days that you can commit crimes, whether you steal it from the government, whether you're burning down churches, whether you're stealing cars, there's no accountability for it, and it keeps on going. So Brian Lilly, do you think that if the cars weren't being shipped out with such ease, they'd still be stolen in such great numbers?
No, that's a big reason that we've become the car theft capital. I mean, cars are more likely to be stolen in Quebec and Ontario than in neighboring American jurisdictions. Why? Because you just take them down the 401, you slip a few bucks to the Westies at the Port of Montreal, it goes in a container, and the next thing it's in Africa or the Middle East being sold. And you can find cars with Ontario plates. One guy found his own car with the Ontario plate for sale online.
I know, and someone told me when a car is stolen, they said, watch the news. Sometime you'll see it with a gun turret at the top somewhere in the Middle East or South Africa or South America. So we have a system where if you were driving across the border and you had, I don't know, what's illegal these days? Not marijuana, but you had some cocaine in your car, you'd be hauled up. And yet, car after car after car is put on ships in Montreal. Like, why is that? Because they're all being paid off, or they're just incompetent?
A bit of both. And so, look, it's been well known that the West End gang's been infiltrated the Port of Montreal forever. Everyone knows about it. You go to Montreal, everyone talks about it. It's fascinating.
Awful.
But that's not the only reason. We don't inspect what is leaving the country. We inspect what's coming in. That's why Pierre Poilievre came out with his plan a little while ago. He pointed out that there's one broken x-ray machine to scan cargo containers. He said, buy five of these things, hire more people at the border, and start searching the containers, because they spend all the time searching what's coming in, and rightly so. You don't want fentanyl getting in. It does. You don't want illegal products getting in. But stop searching for illegal grapefruit coming in and start dealing with the stolen cars. You know the response from the Trudeau Liberals to that? Well, you guys laid off customs workers. That's why it's happening. That was 8 years.
15 years ago.
Yeah, they've been in power for 8 years.
How about another example? Roman Catholic churches are still being burned down in great numbers across the country. No one is after the culprits because they say, well, the Prime Minister said it's not such a bad deal when you're talking about the treatment of Canada towards Aboriginals and the Catholic Church. Like, no one is being held responsible for anything these days.
There was a video just a little while ago, Regina, a guy trying to set fire to one of the churches there. There was Blessed Sacrament, I think. You know, caught on camera. Has he been arrested? Not that I've heard. But you're right, it's more than 80 churches over the last several years have been burned, many to the ground. And, you know, I remember some in BC, it was the local Indigenous Catholic community that was suffering.
I know.
Because guilty white liberals decided to burn down churches.
There we go. Guilty white liberals. They're guilty. Brian Lilly, you're not guilty. 3 minutes. This show provides independent analysis of the issues. We are not paid by the government. And as I am finding, so much business in Canada relies upon various governments that they don't want to sponsor or advertise on a show which may become controversial, which talks about liberty, freedoms, sometimes criticizes government. I've had guests on that support the government. But people are saying, you know what? We don't want to bite the hand that feeds us, i.e. government, which is why I hope you'll subscribe and contribute to keep this show on the air.